Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up with Rocky and Lissa every morning on 98.5 KRZ.
So driving home from work yesterday, let me know if this is eventual cranky old man behavior.
Hit me.
Driving through the back mountain and this big truck passes me and I see the light is changing. And so even before the truck is at the intersection, it changes to yellow. Then it changes to red, and this, I mean, big, heavy truck powers right through the intersection.
Like a pickup truck?
No, like a garbage truck.
Oh.
Like, pretty big. So, I get a little annoyed. I beeped, but probably he didn't even hear me. So, I happened to catch up to the truck at the next intersection, so I was able to see the number of the company on the back of the truck.
The How's My Driving?
They didn't have one of those How's My Drivings. Oh. It was just a general number for the company.
Still, you know what they're asking there.
So, I called the number. So, I called, and they switched me over to another person, and I said, I just want you to know, one of your drivers, and I gave him the location, just went right through a red light. Very dangerous. I see this all the time. And I said, okay, we'll talk to a supervisor about that, which I don't know if they just blew me off.
They didn't act too ruffled?
No, it didn't sound like, oh, okay, I understand your concern, sir. No, it's got, do they get these calls all the time?
That's a little disturbing, too. Like, oh, yeah, that's Frank. He does it all the time.
So is this cranky old man behavior? Did I go overboard? Did I cross a line? Or do you think it was a worthwhile phone call to at least bring that to their attention?
I'm going to run the risk of Text Club really disagreeing with me here, but I think that was a justified Karen moment. It's safety. It's a safety issue.
All right.
What if an elderly person hadn't been paying attention or something and they were in a car going much slower and they had rammed into them or something? You know, when it's a school bus and people don't stop for those, I would call.
Right.
There are certain safety issues that I think we have to be watchdogs for our fellow humans.
For another 30 seconds, it would have taken him to slow down. I know some of the truckers say it's tough for us to slow down, but this wasn't like a tractor trailer. When you see the light is going to change.
And you said he was passing you, like revving up.
Instead of gunning it, you've got to ease off the gas and start braking and get ready because the light's going to change instead of just blowing right through the red light.
And you caught up to him anyway. What did you gain, truck guy?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. When people blow by me, I get it. I drive like a little old lady. It's fine. Pass me. But you do it with almost this vengeance, like, I'm mad at you and I'm mad at your car and I'm mad at life. And then I'm next to you at the light. I enjoy that so much.
That's a little satisfaction. Yeah.
But I think you were right to call.
Okay. All right. So it wasn't a Karen moment. Thank you.
Well, you were a Ken, but it was justified.